Cofield and Company.
First pick, the Phoenix Suns select DeAndre Ayton. With the second pick, the Sacramento Kings select Marvin Bagley III from Duke University. With the third pick, the Atlanta Hawks select Luka Doncic from Ljubljana, Slovenia, and Real Madrid. With the fourth pick, the Memphis Grizzlies select Jaren Jackson Jr. from Michigan State University. Fifth pick, the Dallas Mavericks select Trae Young from the University of Oklahoma.
Yeah, we're done with the show. We found Luka Doncic's mom's Instagram account.
I'm not paying attention.
Yeah, we're pretty much. You guys can, you know what, just sit in your cars, listen to silence, we'll play some music, and just go through, scroll through some of the photos.
You can just go by them numerically, start at the top, and then just dissect each photo for the next 2.5 hours or 2 hours.
There's plenty. I mean, she uses a lot of emojis.
It's cool. She's young.
Is that
she's
a deal breaker for you?
No.
I don't think there's any deal breaker with Adam and Mrs. Dodchick. I think she could be a Trump supporting Popeyes eating as opposed to Chick-fil-A. No, I mean, you could throw anything at Mrs. Dodchick.
The first one.
No, really?
The first one, yeah.
That would be a deal breaker.
Yeah, I can't.
Look at you.
That's a
man with a moral compass.
That's a value judgment on a person that I cannot accept. I mean, if it's Selena Gomez, then yes, she can support whoever she wants.
Really?
Yes.
That's where you draw the line. Mrs. Yes. Doncic, no. Selena, yes.
I told you. She's
ageist.
I'm a fan of Mrs. Doncic. I don't think it's Doncic anymore because she's divorced. But
right, yeah.
I'm a fan of Luca's mom.
Miss Potterbin.
But she is on she's on the downside.
I'm a terrible person.
she's getting up there. We were talking about the Vegas Golden Knights a moment ago. Dave Shane joined us. Good stuff from him. Talking about the offseason. And it is a big offseason because Vegas had a plan. It was mostly a 3-year plan.
Yep.
And that was pretty much thrown out the window because they did far better than expected. Now, I believe, I'll say this, and I've mentioned this on the show. For the end of the year press conference when they were cleaning out the lockers, we streamed it live with the RJ, and I was monitoring the comments at the time. That was what I was doing, kind of responding to some people. And there was a lot of people that were angry that George McPhee was talking about changes in the offseason. Like, that's just what happens.
We're a sports city now.
Yeah.
This is what we're going to be dealing
with,
I guess.
What happens.
Yeah,
like, you have to get better. And by the way, I understand they had a great season. It was remarkable. It was a great run. It was awesome. They didn't win.
Hey, you think the Blackhawks wanted to dump Dustin Byfuglien after they won the Stanley Cup in 2010? Hell no. You got to make decisions.
You didn't win. You have to get better. And by the way, I if you want to go with the narrative of it was a special team that did far more than they were supposed to, and, you know, they just made this magical run and were buoyed by the community and everything, like all those things, then you also would probably expect next year to be, you know, a year where they kind of regress to the mean.
If everything
stayed the same, you wouldn't expect the same kind of success next season.
And listen, they got a strike now because, as we were saying before we went to break, this is a very unique offseason for a couple of reasons. One, you have an incredible amount of cap space to the point you're probably never going to have this level of cap space in your franchise history. At least when you have this much talent and this much promise going forward. I mean, yes, if you're a bottom feeder, there's a chance that you could have a similar situation. But listen, golden situation, no pun intended, to have the money, but to also attract a talent. Like, you can have the money, right, in certain off seasons, but it doesn't justify some of the moves you might want to make. This year, no more justification do you need than those three that we have already talked about in Erik Karlsson potentially being traded, John Tavares, the free agent of the class, who is a sub-30 franchise-type center, and then you talk about Kovalchuk, who is a sniper from Russia who has chosen not to be in the NHL the past couple years, but who can absolutely still score goals in this league. So any three of those, obviously, if you could somehow work out getting two of those three, you are sitting in a great, great place, and you've got to make these moves because talent like this just doesn't appear in the offseason every year, let alone almost three different options when you have the cap space, on top of being a destination that people clearly want to play. Yes, you have all the things that make Vegas Vegas, but we're talking about the Western Conference champions here with cap space and a team to build around. It is a very good time to be a Golden Knights fan.
You do have to take into consideration some things. Like, just because you go out and add superstar players doesn't necessarily make you better. They've got to fit, and they've got to be part of it. And part of the narrative of this team was that the sum was better than its parts because of the cohesion and because of the chemistry and everything else. So if you just go out and try to add these guys, you could mess with that. So that could be you know, that's a consideration you have to look at. But as you mentioned, the cap space makes it so that they are in a unique position because somebody, Ottawa wants somebody to not only take Carlson and give them something good for him, but also to take the contract of Bobby Ryan. Not a whole lot of teams have the space
exactly
to have a $7.5 million waste on their roster. And now he's not a he's not like he's not playing. He's playing, he's just not producing at the same levels.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's he's a very overpaid player at this point because of the contract that he has. Now you could take him on and hope that maybe he gets a spark by, you know, coming out here, being on a different team. But at the same time, if he's making the contract he is and not producing and maybe is not happy, that could affect the locker room and how everybody gets along and everything else too. So you have to consider all those things before you make these deals. But as far as getting Carlson, I don't see a price too high. As far as, I mean, yeah, obviously, if it's like, hey, give us your whole first line and Fleury, like, okay.
Right,
that's
yeah.
But what's being at, and I mentioned the deal earlier, if you go Theodore, Tuck, first round pick, and you take on the contract of Bobby Ryan and you get Carlson, I'm actually okay with it.
I really hate giving up Tuck.
That's fine.
I know you got to give up something. Me,
Carlson
to get
is the best player in the league at what he does.
He is.
So that's and by the way, there's not many bigger fans of Shea Theodore than me. What he does on the ice, I think he's great. Mm-hmm. I know that he's had some deficiencies. He had a couple of games where he looked lost in the playoffs, but he's a very young player with a ton of talent and as an offensive defenseman, the guy's awesome. But Carlson does those same things and does them better. And he's more experienced. He's a veteran that is just unbelievably talented. So that's a major upgrade at one defensive spot. And then you lose Tuck, but you can address that. Like, if you got one of the other guys in free agency, if you got Kovalchuk or Tavares, that replaces what Tuck does. And then all of a sudden, that looks like a much more palatable deal. And now, I'd be okay with it.
Yeah, to a point, you know, if you get a Kovalchuk, it replaces what Tuck does, but it doesn't replace what Tuck's going to do for the next decade. And the fact is he's a rookie. He has incredible talent. I was high on that guy. I think he got brought up in the end of October, beginning of November. It was clear that he had a veteran presence about him despite being a rookie. He's a big body with soft hands. He's able to, you know, we were talking about Dahlin earlier, Rasmus, and his ability to be calm under pressure and head up and really play like a veteran. I think Tuck, although not in the same pedigree as Dahlin, who is, as we've went over, I think ad nauseum here to this point, you know, a real generational player with that is going to turn Buffalo around on some level and give them something to be happy about. Tuck is, I mean, he's not that, but he is really, really special, which would, it gives credence as to why he would be a part of that deal. You're going to, listen, if you want to go after, as you said, a max player, the best at his position, you're going to have to give up something really nice to get him. And you know what, I can't help but think now, after we've gotten Tatar, what we could have done with those picks now with this Carlson deal, especially not using Tatar in the postseason. Listen, I really like Tatar. He's, as we talked about, plus 20 goal scorer, Euro sniper, got some speed to him. I think he fits the system well, but I still, that first, second, and third round pick now is really nagging at me with all the things that could be happening in this offseason.
It was a lot to do. We talked about that at the time.
Yep.
And they had the picks, and they made a decision to go for it, which I think was probably the right decision. And I actually think Tatar could be, I think, as a third line player, like I think he's going to contribute quite a bit next year. I don't think it's going to be a guy who scratched a lot. I think he's actually going to be a regular part of the rotation.
Oh yeah, don't expect to see Tatar being scratched next year. It happened this year because they didn't want to mess with the chemistry or, you know, keep things in a relatively digestible palate for the entire, you know, unit. But you can't sit him anymore. You've given up too much. You got to get him out there. You got to either, yeah, I don't think, I'm not going to speak in hypotheticals. Yes. Second or third line, even. I could see him on the second line as well.
And I think,
depending on what happens.
I regret not getting Dave's opinion on it. We talked about a lot of other things.
Yeah.
The Carlson decision is a big one, too.
Huge.
he's a restricted free agent. They're going to keep him. The question really is, do they offer him a long-term deal? They let him go to arbitration. What do you do with him? If you let him go to arbitration, he's going to sign, you know, you're going to pay him a lot of money next year, significantly more than you did this year, obviously. But you don't get locked in long-term. And as much as William Carlson was a superstar this year, as much as the fans love him, as much as he likes being here, everything else, I don't know that it's the time to lock him up to a long-term deal.
It is, and I'm going to tell you why. Because in all likelihood, this offseason, you're going to lose two pretty important pieces of this team in David Perron and James Neal. they are pieces that fans are going to have a hard time understanding why they're gone, specifically Neal, because he showed up, obviously, that first game of the season. There are many moments throughout the season where Neal tied himself to this city and this franchise and really embodied what the Golden Knights were about. It's going to be a tough hit, right? The one thing you do not want happening is having William Carlson. We don't want to be talking about William Carlson, a 43-goal scorer, right? We don't want it. We don't even want to have these hypotheticals around. We Las Vegas, the Golden Knights, you want him locked up. You want to continue that, the Golden Knights vibe of last year, all the things that were the Golden Misfits that took him to the Western Conference Final. On some point, you want to keep the culture what it was from that first season, because that first season and that culture is going to extend much further than just 1 year or two or 3 years. William Carlson was a huge part of this. And then you factor in the way he tied himself to the emotions of the fans with that great goal against Martin Jones against San Jose. And the fact that, listen, the numbers speak for themselves. The plus-minus was through the roof, and I think he was number three overall in the league in goals with 43. And I, before the season even started, when the expansion draft happened, I liked some of the players we had gotten, but I'm a Russian fan. I'm a sniper fan. I'm a fan of that style of hockey. And I thought it would have been years before Vegas Golden Knights were going to be able to procure a Euro 40 goal scorer, a sniper like William Carlson. I didn't see it on the roster at that point. Now that you have it, you've got to lock him in. You've got to keep that culture going, and you've got to give that boost to Carlson's confidence. Say, hey, thank you for what you did for us, and the excitement that you brought us. Here's a return to you. We believe in you, and it'll help squash some of the saltiness and some of the poor feelings that are going to come from losing. As you said, you know, this is going to be new for a lot of Vegas, right? Losing people that you became so bonded with over the last 8 months, having to see them go to other teams, it's tough, but it'll be easier knowing that you at least will be looking at Carlson for the coming years.
And I wasn't suggesting letting him go. I mean, I think they're going to keep him. I was suggesting letting him go to arbitration, paying him for 1 year, and then deciding throughout next season if you want to lock him up long term, because as you said, numbers never lie. They do sometimes, but 9-6-43, that's his last three seasons. He's played every game, so that wasn't like they were shortened seasons. He had 9 goals, 6 goals, and then 43.
Well, time on the ice is more indicative.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, when you're fourth line playing every game, but
yeah, of course it is different. But if I mean, he also, you know, if he had scored more, he would have forced his way onto more time and in, you know, better situations for himself. It does. It's like a guy, you know, you put into other sports because people are more used to watching those. But if you have, you know, you have a player that scores 4 points a game, 6 points a game, and then 28, you don't just go, we need to lock this guy up long term. You're like, let's see if this is for real. And not that everything about Carlson this year was unbelievable.
Sure.
But was it, did he catch lightning in a bottle and just have some spectacular season? Or did he find himself and he's that good?
I don't think you can catch lightning in a bottle for 43 goals. I don't think you can just fluke out for 43 goals. I think it's more of a coming out. Yeah, we will find out. Absolutely.
But I don't know that as a team. And again, like the soft spot in you and the part that loved this team, like everybody to be around them and see what they did, you just want to sign all of them and say, that's the team going forward. They're not going to make any, like, why would they change anything? But things are going to change. You're going to have to figure it out. And these are the kind of things, because Carlson in 3 years, if you sign him to like a 7-year deal for, you know, whatever, $55 million, he could be Bobby Ryan in 3 years. Like, he could be a guy that you signed to this long-term deal, and now all of a sudden you're like, yeah, we're kind of locked into this contract.
Actually, a really good comparison, because you think about what Ryan did in Anaheim, and you could have actually been saying the same things about him 4 years ago that you're saying about Carlson now. So it is fair, but I still go back to I do think you let Perron and Neal walk because of the money they will command. You don't want to make that sort of investment, but I still worry about the culture. I still worry about what's this going to be doing for the future of the Knights and the vibe of the Knights. I think you can eliminate that, a lot of that, by just going out and putting a stamp on your number one center and giving him that endorsement and giving him that confidence that might trickle down to the rest of the roster on some level.
You noted the schedule. Schedule is out.
Yep.
What were some of the things that jumped out about the schedule to you?
Well, first of all, the opening game, which I think we've known about for a couple days.
And, yeah.
The fact that they're opening at home, I think, is a great thing for the city, and it'll be we didn't get that parade like you didn't want it, I didn't want it, but this will be kind of like that, right? Like, the first game they will play of the NHL season will be back at home. Vegas will be able to welcome them and get the season started off on a cool foot. Other games to note.
I was actually hoping they started on the road for like five games.
Why?
I'm actually in my cousin's wedding, and it's two days after, so I'm kind of supposed to be there by that Thursday.
Okay.
It's not really going to work out well for me.
Okay. Well, no, so there's that. There's the October 4th home opener versus Philly. Got to keep your eye on 6 days later.
I'm throwing you off. That Saturday, I'll be at my cousin's wedding.
Yeah.
But that Saturday after the home opener is a potential, and I don't think it's going to happen, talking to some people, it's the potential return of Conor McGregor at T-Mobile Arena, that October 6th card.
So what are you going to do?
I'm missing it.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you hate your family.
I do, but I'm in the wedding. I probably should go. This is actually part of the family that I like.
Oh, okay. So this is the cool side.
Yeah. So I told my cousin, I was like, I'm in. I'll be in the wedding. I'll be there. I'll do all the stuff.
I'm also going to be streaming the McGregor fight.
But I was like, if Conor fights, it is a decision I'll have to make. Like, I might have to stay. Like, that is...
Yeah.
That's the Super Bowl. Like, if you're...
No, it's bigger than the Super Bowl because the Super Bowl happens once a year. Yeah. Conor hasn't fought in three by that point.
Yeah, so for somebody that makes a living covering the sport...
Yeah.
Kind of have to be there.
Yeah, what do you think? You think he's gonna make that?
I don't think he's gonna fight on that card. But there's a small possibility. So you could have a weekend in Vegas. What I'm getting at is you could have the 4th, a Thursday night. Vegas opens their second season, hangs their Western Conference banner, and then Conor McGregor fights two nights later. That could happen. Already we know there's gonna be a UFC card that night, but
good weekend
we'll find
for
out.
Vegas.
It could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
So yeah, 6 days later after that October 4th, that Thursday meeting against Philly here in Vegas, you get a Stanley Cup rematch at Washington against the Capitals. That'll be October 10th. And
while we're talking about Washington, sorry, I keep cutting you off at every game. While we're talking about Washington, we told you about that trade a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
What it looks like they're doing, they're cutting salary so that they can re-sign John Carlson. There's 18 Carlson, sorry, we're talking about on the show today.
This is with a C.
This John Carlson, a lot of people talked about being the backup plan if they can't get Erik Karlsson, but it looks like Washington's clearing a bunch of space to try to re-sign John Carlson, so that could be out.
Good move by them.
Yeah.
Good move by them.
Smart.
So, yeah, we'll see that Stanley Cup rematch on the 10th. Then, on October 28th, it's a home matchup against the Ottawa Senators, which will be the first time Erik Karlsson plays his old team.
Okay.
After he...
Wishful thinking there.
After he becomes... So that's a big game, Mark. That went down on the calendar.
First time Shea Theodore plays his former team.
Exactly.
Also.
Exactly. Yes. Monumental meeting between the two former players against their old squads on October 28th here in Vegas. And I'll move a little bit in the calendar. Start of December. You got December 4th. The Capitals come to Vegas. So a Stanley Cup rematch in Vegas. Obviously, they play in Washington on October 10th, but then they meet here in Vegas on December 4th. My Chicago Blackhawks come to town 2 days later, so it's a little bit of a, not a back-to-back, but the two games there, the Caps and the Blackhawks on the 4th and 6th of December. A couple days before Christmas, the hated LA Kings coming into town on December 23rd. And then on New Year's Day, this is a cool one, January 1st, New Year's Day, the Kings are also here.
That's the first game I circled.
Yeah.
New Year's Day game in Vegas. It's awesome. And my prediction, I talked to some people around hockey about this, is that the Kings will come in that morning. They're not allowing They're not allowing their players
to be here for
New Year's Eve. No, I don't think that's going to happen. They're going to fly in the morning of the game for sure. So lots to get into. We talked a lot about the Golden Knights here. Plenty more of the NBA draft, more than just Luka's mom, although we'll be scrolling Instagram during the break. That is a promise. When we come back, we'll continue some of this talk. And I just saw a tweet literally 3 minutes ago that could pertain to what we've just been talking about. We'll tell you what is going on right now at the NHL draft.
Join the conversation on Twitter at ESPN Las Vegas.
Right now at the Best Mattress 4th of July sale, you can get your choice of a Beautyrest plush or a Serta Perfect Sleeper Memory Foam Queen mattress for just $399. Wow! Shop Best Mattress today, home of the 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
We're here with Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. Hey, what about those who have applied for a loan with DLC in the past and been denied?
Great question. Unlike banks, we try our best to approve everyone. But the reality is that some people are going to be denied, and they have been. The good news is that everyone's situation changes. 2 years ago or even 6 months ago is a long time. Now you're on your job longer. Maybe you got a raise, paid off some other bills, who knows?
And after 20 years, I'm sure DLC's had a lot of applicants.
Over 2 million people have applied with us for a loan. If you were denied in the past, come on back in. We'd love to give you another shot. We've even loosened our lending criteria over the past year.
They could also bring in a co-borrower, right?
Of course. Another good idea.
Get up to $5,000 in just minutes at Dollar Loan Center. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Finley Chevrolet is your home for...
Woo!
Right now, you can lease a new 2018 Chevy Tahoe LS Custom Midnight Edition for just $399 a month for 39 months with just $19.99 down, plus taxes and fees.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet, home of the...
Woo!
Located on 215 Beltway between Rainbow and Jones. Or visit us anytime at FinleyChevy.com. Find new roads.
On approved credit 2025 title and $499 documentation fee. MSRP 46245. 10K miles a year. Must have current GM lease and includes 2,000 dealer flex cash. Plus supplies last. See dealer for details. Offer expires 6/30/18.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. Car wrecks can happen like that, but the effects can last a lifetime. When this happens to you, you need an attorney who will make sure you get the medical help you need and will fight to get you every dollar you deserve to get your car fixed, for doctor bills, and for pain and suffering. Don't settle for less. Hurt in a wreck and need a check? Make one call. That's all to 877-1500. The call is free, the consultation's free, and the advice is free.
Glenn Lerner is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Breaking news, men. A 2016 clinical trial on controversial natural male enhancement pill known as Red Forterra shows significant improvement in performance and pleasure, enhancing both size and virility. Men, you will be bigger. This trial reveals this new miracle sex pill works on demand. No more waiting, no more wondering, just powerful results. Spouses of the test subjects verified the statistical improvements in their husband's performance and their own resulting sexual satisfaction, noting significant increases after just one pill. Clinical trial data suggests significant improvement in sexual satisfaction and sexual desire in both partners. The science is clear. Better virility, bigger size, more satisfaction with Red Forterra.
Men, you will be bigger. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Let us prove it. Call now to get one free pill free while supplies last. Call 1-800-593-5174. 1-800-593-5174. That's 1-800-593-5174.
Are you experiencing pain and looking to avoid surgery or the use of narcotics? If your answer is yes, then it's time to contact Dr. Thomas Kuchera over at Crivetti Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Kuchera is double board certified in both anesthesiology and pain medicine and is committed to providing diagnosis and treatment plans for each of his patient's specific needs. He is wholly invested in the pursuit of non-narcotic based methods to alleviate pain, including physical therapy, nerve blocks, and steroid injections. Say goodbye to pain and visit CrivettiOrtho.com today.
What is certainty? Certainty is the passionate commitment to fulfill every promise. Certainty is 4imprint, a caring, trusted team of promotional product experts, minding every detail to ensure your logo will look perfect on everything from apparel, drinkware to trade show traffic stoppers and hot tech. All delivered on time, every time, with the promise of your satisfaction guaranteed. So, what does certainty bring? Promotional items exceeding expectations. A buzz of excitement for your team and your customers. A pep in your step, a fist pump, a whoop, a tingle, a grin, a laugh. Or even one quiet word that no one will ever hear. Yes! Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
In Las Vegas, we're always looking for a sure bet. Well, it's a sure bet that if you have worn tires, the Vegas heat is not going to be your friend this summer. And that is not a gamble you want to take. So before you get hot under the collar, get Smart Tires. Only Smart Tires can offer you four brand new, brand name tires. Goodyear, Michelin, Goodrich. For as little as $29 every 2 weeks with no credit check. And unlike other places that nickel and dime you worse than a slot machine, Smart Tires includes mounting, balancing, and installation of your name brand tires. Still as little as $29 every 2 weeks. Still no credit check. You can do the whole thing online. Just get on smarttires.com. In one place, you can browse your tires, do your paperwork, even pay online. Then stop in and see the experts at Smart Tires and drive out ready for summer with four brand new brand name tires for as little as $29 every 2 weeks and no credit check. Don't make a losing bet on those worn tires. Call 739-TIRE today. Or even easier, jump on the website, smarttires.com.
12 days, 30 teams, and 450 of some of the best players in the world. It's the NBA Summer League coming back to Vegas, July 6th through 16th to the Thomas & Mack Center. This year will be bigger and better than ever with all 30 NBA teams coming to town playing a total of 82 games. Go to lvsportsnetwork.com for your chance to win tickets and NBA Summer League merchandise. Winner will be drawn July 9th, so log on to lvsportsnetwork.com and register today.
We're coming to your house to rejuvenate your air conditioner.
Rejuvenation! We're going to clean and adjust your air conditioner and bring it back to factory specs.
Systems that aren't rejuvenated after not being used all winter are the ones most likely to break down.
Rejuvenations reduce breakdowns and make air conditioners last longer.
A lot longer.
Thank you for calling Gettle. This is Kim. That's right, just $129. We're on the way.
Rejuvenation. And we're going to clean the coils the right way, not the easy way.
You're going to be excited when you see how much difference it makes when the coils have been cleaned correctly.
And we're going to make 6 critical adjustments.
Your air conditioner is going to love you.
Rejuvenation. Just $129.
No one knows air conditioners like Gettle.
No one.
G-O-E-T-T-L. It'll keep you cool, but it's hard to spell.
Contractor license number 007-9414.
Call right now, okay?
Right now at Findlay True North Volkswagen, it's now time you betta getta Jetta. The all-new, totally remixed, redesigned, and practically reinvented 2019 Jetta S is now here, and it's ready for you. Several in stock starting at $19,958. Visit Findlay True North Volkswagen, located in the northwest at Centennial Hills. We put the value in Volkswagen. Exit US 95 at Ann Road, head north to Azure Drive. On approved credit, MSRP $26,45. Good on in-stock units only, plus tax, $29.25 title fee, and $4.99 dock fee. Expires 6/30/18.
Now it's time to find out what's trending on Cofield and Company.
We're back here at Cofield and Company. No Steve Cofield, Adam Hill, Ryan McKinnell here with you, RJ Bell, in just a couple of minutes. Get to what is going on in the sports betting world. Told you about a conversation before we went to break. Usually I just get away from whatever topic I talked about, but I'll actually follow up on the tease this time. Scott Wheeler, veteran NHL reporter, tweets out just moments ago, 6 minutes ago, in fact, that was right when we were going to break, that George McPhee is in the midst of a long conversation at the NHL draft with Pierre Dorion. That is the Ottawa GM.
Oh, boy.
So they are involved in a conversation. Of course, it is a big talk around the draft. What is going on? What are they discussing? It can only be one thing. The potential Erik Karlsson trade to the Golden Knights. We'll see if there's any breaking news on that at any point during the draft or after or in the next few days. We'll see what conclusion they come to. But Vegas was very close to acquiring Erik Karlsson at the trade deadline. They did not do it. Asking price was too high. We'll see if now, after the season, so close, getting so close to the Stanley Cup, see if they decide to make that change. Or make, you know, decide that now is the time to make that trade and to try to get better on the blue line. We'll find out soon what the Golden Knights plan to do there. No first-round pick again. We are just getting started with the NHL draft, but Vegas not picking till the very end of the second round, so you can kind of relax a little bit for a few hours on that one. We'll find out 2-day draft for the NHL, so won't be concluded till tomorrow. Get to what's trending now. That conversation certainly is trending at the NHL draft. But for you, I feel like you're obsessed with this. We talked about it yesterday. I'm going to let you have your time for the all-you-can-eat seats at Rebel football games. 3 games this year. All-you-can-eat hot dogs, popcorn, nachos, sodas. This should be fun.
It's incredible.
Is it?
It is. First of all, I didn't hear about this till today, so this was my gift for today.
Okay.
And I haven't been out to a Rebels game in a couple
years.
Will
this make you go?
Oh, yeah, it'll make me go.
Really?
Sure. Are you kidding me? Yeah, strictly because of how high-priced concessions are. What was the price on this all-you-can-eat, 79?
70, I think it was 76.
76, okay. Yeah. I mean, that you get that with, like, 2 pretzels and, like, a Pepsi. Like, okay. you get your value back, like, almost immediately. So, yeah, I'm going to be a complete glutton and go out and on a nice, cool fall day or maybe a little later in the fall and, yeah, go watch some football and stuff my face like a true American.
Okay, so it's hot dogs, popcorn, nachos, soda.
Yes, please.
What is going to be your, like, what's your kind of your strategy on that?
Go with the most expensive first.
Okay.
To get my value. So I'm thinking the meat, the hot dog is the way to go.
Okay.
So get like 5 hot dogs down. Get my fill of high fructose corn syrup with some Pepsi.
Okay.
And let the rest take care of itself. You know, go slow though. The real key is to pace myself, acknowledge that I have, you know, 2.5, 3 hours, maybe a little bit more if I get there earlier. That's probably another thing. I'm probably going to have to get there a little bit earlier. Get my full bang for my buck.
So I was very distracted because there's a monitor between me and you, and for some reason, Chrissy's looking at pictures of Avril Lavigne, so I can't really figure that out.
That's all right. We were looking at Donch's mom for an hour and a half. Or Chrissy can look at
technically, the name of the article is 24 Things Not to Look At If You're Drinking Something Right Now. Because it'll make
you
you're
doing
take.
A radio show
because
right
it'll
now.
Make you do a
what
spit
was the
take.
Avril Lavigne thing?
I didn't understand the Avril Lavigne thing.
well, it's trending. You're reading an article that obviously
yeah,
is trending.
It says
somewhere.
Wakanda Forever. But
if you've ever been on the internet and you see really stupid clickbait titles that are like, "Hey, you know the 25 things that'll make listen," you can blame Chrissy for. Everything.
9 times out of 10, I've already clicked
yes,
on them.
All your clickbait, Chrissy Paradis is responsible for.
She totally threw us off there. I
threw you off.
What is Avril Lavigne doing these days, by the way? Does anybody know? She was like the thing for a while.
She was married to the guy from Sum 41.
That's true.
Speaking of the thing for 2 years.
I think she's probably doing something. She's got to be. She's got to be around somehow. I just haven't heard from her in a very long time.
Younger than Doncic's mom. Since so got more going for her apparently to you, you ageist.
She tweeted 3 days ago.
About
if you're
what?
Interested.
What did she tweet?
Such a fun night of bands performing my songs with all proceeds going to Avril Foundation.
Good. That's wonderful.
She went to like a cover band show?
Apparently.
Of her own music.
People playing her own music.
Doing bad versions of Skater Boy. That's wonderful.
So why do you have to go and make things so complicated?
You didn't have to do
guess
that.
You got your answer on where she's at in her career. Where she's been, what she's doing.
Young Schwab, do you know who Avril Lavigne is? Okay, that's good. I thought, no. You didn't know Screech was.
What did he call him, Screechy?
Yeah, he called him Screech. He said Screechy earlier. You didn't know who Screech was? I didn't think you knew who Avril Lavigne is.
Yeah, I didn't grow up watching Saved by the Bell, all right? I was watching
Full
House.
Explains so much.
Wow. Full House is actually before your time,
too,
so that's good.
I know the whole cast, all right? But I do know the model in Saved by the Bell who was gorgeous.
Wait, the model?
She's Amber Thiessen. Thiessen?
Kelly Kapowski.
Kelly Kapowski. Yeah.
She's not a model. She's an actress.
She's a model.
Disrespectful
you know, she's,
model.
If you watch the show, you know she's
she
a model.
She started out
but first of all,
as
Steve
a
said,
model.
If I could invite two people from the 90s to my birthday party, who would it be? One was Kelly Kapowski. That'd be her. And the other was Topanga. So, yeah, I know who she is. It's disrespectful. She's an actress, a very talented one. Going on to star in some very important shows.
Calls Carmelo Anthony an all-time great.
He is. Okay.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
You have recency in your mind, Ryan, all right? Carmelo is an all-time scorer.
We have to do this. We'll do this later. We'll talk about we're going to have the Carmelo Anthony debate later on. I don't think anybody else is going to agree with you, but we'll try to do it later. I just want to see if you knew who Avril Lavigne was. I know it's a little before your time, and she's been gone for a while, so I don't know what she's doing. And that all started because Chrissy was looking at some weird article.
You're welcome.
The other thing that was trending before we get to RJ Bell here in a minute, did you see Ichiro in disguise on the bench?
I did. Great visions of Bobby Valentine.
Wait, what is he doing? So he's not allowed to sit on the bench technically because he's not
right.
active and he's not doesn't have a role with the team that would incorporate sitting on the bench. But he wants to sit on the bench with the players
because he's doing
threw on a disguise.
Yes, he's doing what Ichiro Suzuki has been doing now for almost 20 years, which is be awesome.
I guess
he has been awesome since the day he came into Major League Baseball, and he's never going to stop.
Okay, with blatantly breaking the rules,
absolutely,
then, because it's Ichiro.
Especially when it's mischievous and kind of done tongue in cheek and just for the love of baseball. Well, he just wants to be close to the action. He's just fanboying out.
I think there should be a lengthy suspension.
If you suspend him, you're just going to see better disguises.
Clearly,
so I'm all for that.
Rules.
We're going to see him in like Johnny Knoxville, like old dude makeup. He's going to come in like a Japanese grandpa, sitting in the front row, and maybe we can make Ichiro the Bat Boy. I don't know. I am all for tricksterism and tomfoolery in baseball. My favorite things about baseball is everything illegal. The cheating, the stealing signs, okay, the pine tars, the putting disguises on, the pranking, lighting people's shoes on fire. Baseball is the best sport for so many reasons, and those are just some of them.
Okay, well, I think Ichiro should absolutely be suspended. I think he should get 75 games, and that's exactly what Roberto Osuna just got.
Oops.
Roberto Osuna, who has been under investigation for a domestic violence incident, he's been inactive for the last month and a half since the story came out. We've been trying to wait and find out what the suspension was going to be. More importantly, I've been stashing him on several fantasy teams, hoping he came back soon.
Well,
and you can't have him on the DL because he's technically not hurt. And now I've been wasting a spot for nothing because 75 games, he will be out. So that is the suspension handed down for Osuna of the Blue Jays, so they will not have their closer for quite a bit of time.
Talk about Chrissy distracting you with Avril Lavigne pictures. I got to look at you with glow sticks in your hat. Do you have any idea how distracting that is? And I'm not kidding, Vegas. Adam is doing the show with glow sticks hanging out of his ears.
Well, I'm just trying to be festive since everybody else is trying to make it festive today.
We had to do it for... It's Adam's birthday.
Yeah. Yay!
It's not my birthday. Tomorrow's my birthday.
Also, those funnel cake stick things with the marshmallow fluff.
So good.
Holy Breadstick cow. Nick is rocking them, too.
They're so good.
Yo, Breadstick Nick is on fire and fuego.
All right. I don't think RJ Bell is going to like this conversation, but we'll let him drive it back into real things, the sports betting world. We'll find out what is going on in some of the markets. RJ Bell, pregame.com, joins us next.
Continue the Cofield and Company conversation on Facebook. Friend us at ESPN Las Vegas.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn $5 for every Las Vegas Pro Soccer Team home win during the regular season using promo code LIGHTS. Between now and November 30th, 2018, sign up for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and make a minimum $100 deposit to earn $5 for every Las Vegas Pro Soccer Team home win using promo code LIGHTS. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from anywhere in Nevada, including live in-play wagering on soccer. For more information, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
12 days, 30 teams, and 450 of some of the best players in the world. It's the NBA Summer League coming back to Vegas, July 6th through 16th, to the Thomas & Mack Center. This year will be bigger and better than ever, with all 30 NBA teams coming to town, playing a total of 82 games. Go to lvsportsnetwork.com for your chance to win tickets and NBA Summer League merchandise. Winner will be drawn July 9th, so log on to lvsportsnetwork.com and register today.
The future of buying, selling, and renting homes is coming, Las Vegas. eBuyHouse.com will make buying, selling, or renting a home easy, fast, fun, and safe. eBuyHouse.com will allow you to buy, sell, or rent with no realtor fees. eBuyHouse.com eliminates the traditional commission fees, putting more money in your pocket when you buy, sell, or rent a home. That's right, Las Vegas. eBuyHouse.com has created an online platform so you don't have to pay up to 6% when you want to buy or sell a home anymore. eBuyHouse.com.
We're coming to your house to rejuvenate your air conditioner.
Rejuvenation!
We're gonna clean and adjust your air conditioner and bring it back to factory specs.
Systems that aren't rejuvenated after not being used all winter are the ones most likely to break down.
Rejuvenations reduce breakdowns and make air conditioners last longer.
A lot longer.
Thank you for calling Gettle. This is Kim. That's right, just $129. We're on the way.
Rejuvenation.
And we're going to clean the coils the right way, not the easy way.
You're going to be excited when you see how much difference it makes when the coils have been cleaned correctly.
And we're going to make 6 critical adjustments.
Your air conditioner is going to love you.
Rejuvenation.
Just $129.
No one knows air conditioners like Gettle.
No one.
G-O-E-T-T-L. It'll keep you cool, but it's hard to spell.
Contractor license number 007-9414.
Call right now, okay?
Right now at Findlay True North Volkswagen, it's now time you better get a Jetta. The all-new, totally remixed, redesigned, and practically reinvented 2019 Jetta S is now here, and it's ready for you. Several in stock starting at $19,958. Visit Findlay True North Volkswagen, located in the northwest at Centennial Hills. We put the value in Volkswagen. Exit US 95 at Ann Road, head north to Azure Drive. On approved credit, MSRP 2645. Good on in-stock units only, plus tax, $29.25 title fee, and $499 dock fee. Expires 6/30/18.
Hey homeowners, listen up. Interest rates are rising, and experts agree they'll continue to rise. So you need to seriously think about refinancing now before rates go up more. The longer you wait, the more interest you might pay. So if you even thought about pulling cash out of the equity in your home to pay off credit cards, car loans, or purchase an investment property, you need to make the cash call now at 855-875-CASH before mortgage rates rise anymore. Cash Call Mortgage can still refinance your loan at a low fixed interest rate for a flat fee of just $995, and will pay all third-party closing costs. Call 855-875-CASH today to begin the quick and easy process. We close most loans in less than 21 days to get you the cash you need fast. That's 855-875-CASH.
First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, One City Boulevard, Orange, California, 92868, NMLS, 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing, terms, conditions, and restrictions.
That's 855-875-CASH.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-400-5008. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-400-5008. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-400-5008. 1-800-400-5008.
In Las Vegas, we're always looking for a sure bet. Well, it's a sure bet that if you have worn tires, the Vegas heat is not going to be your friend this summer. And that is not a gamble you want to take. So before you get hot under the collar, get Smart Tires. Only Smart Tires can offer you four brand new, brand name tires. Goodyear, Michelin, Goodrich. For as little as $29 every 2 weeks with no credit check. And unlike other places that nickel and dime you worse than a slot machine, Smart Tires includes mounting, balancing, and installation of your name brand tires. Still as little as $29 every 2 weeks. Still no credit check. You can do the whole thing online. Just get on smarttires.com. In one place, you can browse your tires, do your paperwork, even pay online. Then stop in and see the experts at Smart Tires and drive out ready for summer with four brand new brand name tires for as little as $29 every 2 weeks and no credit check. Don't make a losing bet on those worn tires. Call 739-TIRE today. Or even easier, jump on the website, smarttires.com.
Back here, Cofield & Company. No Steve Cofield, Adam Hill in for Steve, who is on vacation, I'm sure, enjoying himself very much. It's one of our favorite times of the week. RJ Bell, pregame.com, at RJ in Vegas up on Twitter, joins us right now on the program. How you doing, sir?
You know, Adam, that's a lot of affection from you. I mean, considering you...
What does that mean?
I mean, when you say one of the favorite times of the week, that's about as much love as you've ever shown me.
Oh, it's a very factual statement.
Well, I appreciate that, but I also think you figure, hey, I got to talk to him for like 12 minutes. I might as well start on a good note.
Well, I'm also an hour and 10 minutes away from vacation.
Oh, so you're on vacation too?
Yes.
Must be nice. Now, when's Steve get back?
Tuesday.
And so Monday's going to be a problem, it sounds like.
Well, Monday and Tuesday. It's going to be great, though. Don't worry. It's going to be a terrific, terrific program.
Okay, I can come in and talk politics if you need me to.
Well.
My hourly rate is not bad.
Okay, I'll put that message out there for those that are going to be here Monday and Tuesday. But we do, you know, you can talk politics, you can talk a lot of things, but we do like to talk about what is going on in the sportsbook world, in the sports betting world. And yesterday was about the draft, but it's still... You know, it's still LeBron was dominating the headlines. There was still that thought out there of, yeah, the draft is nice, but where's LeBron going to go? And, you know, we're seeing some movement. Looks like the Lakers now even a more prohibitive favorite to get LeBron.
Yeah, the reporting here seems to be Lakers or Cavs. And if you think about it, the driver of these odds is not any, like, insight, you know, who 99.999% of people betting this have no inside information. I'm not even sure any exists. You know, are we, you know, sure that LeBron has made up his mind? No. This is about narratives in the media. And what I would advise on these kind of bets where there is no inside information, most likely, but rather it's perception-driven, And it's not, you know, a game is going to be about how does the ultimate performance happen on the field. But with something like this, I don't think there's any correlation between the reports and LeBron's mindset. So I would be hyper-contrarian. In general, I think being contrary is good at betting. If people are going one way, go the other, because all those people going the one way makes that way expensive, right? And this is a marketplace. But I think here, if all you did was say, huh, does this feel like the low point for a given team, and you bet them for $100, I think if you look up and down this list, every team on the list right now, and that includes Lakers minus 400, Cavs plus 250, Rockets 8-1, Sixers 12-1, Celtics Spurs 20-1, and then a bunch of long shots, is pretty much all of them, even these favorites, were at 6, 7, 8-1. Lakers at certain points, Cavs even were at their lowest point. And a team like the Rockets was 20-1 at different points. So it's really like people want to bet when they hear a Colin Cowherd or a PTI talk about, oh, here's why I think he's going to the Lakers. That's actually the opposite. You should be, when no one's talking Rockets, is when you should be betting the Rockets, because this is so driven by media coverage.
And one of the really fascinating things about this whole process has been the odds to win the title for next year, because, you know, when you know, people are still trying to think about it, the Lakers were down to such a low number that if you take everything else out, if you didn't know about the LeBron situation, you would look at it and say, wow, the Lakers are among the favorites to win the title. This is crazy. So that market has been interesting to follow. And I want to know if you think you can do some contrarian betting there, or at least take advantage of some things. And it's not just where LeBron's going to go. You think about the fact that Golden State right now, if they're out there at plus 140, which is a very short number to win a title, but then if LeBron goes back to Cleveland, I think the Warriors actually go down. I mean, they'd be more likely to win the title if LeBron goes back to Cleveland. So, I mean, you got to start looking at that way too, right?
A very savvy point. So let's drill down to your last point. And ESPN New York asked us to do, at pregame.com, odds on the following hypotheticals. Assume LeBron goes to the Lakers or the Spurs or the Sixers or the Rockets. What would the odds be of those teams in each of those four situations compared to the Warriors? Now, one of our simplifying assumptions was, okay, Warriors are going to be plus 150 or so in all cases. Assuming that's the case, Lakers we think would be about 7-1 with LeBron. Understanding we don't know, there's a range of possibilities with LeBron, who else would be on that team.
Right.
But we even it out, you know, we smooth it out and say Lakers 7-1. Spurs 5-1. A lot of people surprised that's a better number, but think about it. Kyrie would stay in that hypothetical, you'd have to think. Aldridge and LeBron plus Pop, that's a pretty good team. Sixers, we would have a plus 220. Rockets, a plus 150. So Rockets actually would be even with Golden State. Now, I actually would make the case that simplifying assumptions wrong, that the better the team LeBron went to, the worse it is for the Warriors, because that second team, and I think in most cases it would be the second team, but maybe not with Houston, that second team being better with LeBron means so much more. So let's say, for example, if LeBron went to Phoenix, Golden State would be celebrating, right? The best
right.
player in the league went to a bad team. Now, who's the best team without LeBron right now, or the best team other than the Warriors? It's Houston. So to me, that's the debate, is if Houston landed LeBron, kept their, you know, CP3, kept Harden, who would be favored? Now, Fezzik and I actually debated this at length. We kind of came to the conclusion it'd be pretty close to even. Let me ask you, $10,000 free roll, LeBron on the Rockets or Golden State next year, who do you take?
With everybody else staying on the Rockets, I think I would still go,
yeah,
I would still go Warriors.
So you say Warriors.
I would still go Warriors because, well, I just assume Chris Paul's going to be hurt in the playoffs every year.
Yeah, that's true. It's true. And he's a year older in this case, right?
Yeah.
So what I would say is most people think Houston. I actually lean with you and would lean Golden State. And I'll make the following case. It's become an assumption, a shared assumption that, oh, Houston would have won if Paul didn't get hurt.
Yeah.
Now, you can't just do simple arithmetic, but Paul's worth about 4 points in that spot, and none of those games were, you know, 6 and 7 were not 4 point games. So what I saw from Golden State from the end of the first quarter of game 6 onward, I certainly don't think the Rockets with CP3 beat that Golden State team. Now, you could say, well, psychologically, Golden State wouldn't have felt so free with CP3 was playing. Okay, maybe. I don't know. But I don't think the idea of the Rockets would have certainly, and that's an interesting question. If we could go back in time and make CP3 healthy, and now we're entering game 6, the odds at that point were about Golden State got up to about minus 130 or 40, if I remember, but a lot of that was built upon CP3 being questionable, right? He was likely out for game 6, questionable for game 7. He ended up being out for both. If we knew he was healthy game 6 and 7, and it's even money, Golden State and Houston after game 5, so 2 games left, Golden State must win both. Who do you take?
Golden State.
Yeah, me too. So I think some of this, I think in a weird way, CP3 getting hurt makes Houston look better than they really were, because yeah. I'm not sure they would have won otherwise. And, you know, I'll make one more point here, is I think the Lakers, you know, LeBron is super savvy with narrative. That's what he does super well. And in the 2018 in the world of Twitter and social media, those very simple narratives is what rules. And it strikes me that right now the narrative is, can LeBron win titles, and what's his count versus Michael? And if he stays on the Cavs, I think that's the same narrative. Now, if he goes to L.A., I think the narrative changes. It becomes, hey, listen, this is a young team. I wanted a challenge late in my career. I'm going to the West. We know that's tougher. We're going to a place that hasn't made the playoffs in 5 years, whatever it's been. And if I can just win one more, I'm going to be so proud. And then if he wins just one more, and let's assume he's got 6 years left. If he wins one more, it's 6 versus 4 with Michael, but now it's the only player to be the best player on 3 championship teams from 3 different cities is LeBron James. He changes the conversation. He gets to work with Magic. And on a business side, obviously that means a ton for a guy with a lot of business ambitions like LeBron. And he gets all the attention, more attention than he could anywhere else, except maybe the Knicks, but I think anywhere else. And lastly, he changes the narrative, where if he wins one more title, he's succeeded. Where if he stays in Cleveland and wins one more title, face net-net for the rest of his career, he's failed. That's why I think the Lakers are rightfully the favorite.
RJ Bell, pregame.com, at RJ in Vegas. You talked about the last thing I wanted to get to. You talked about the, you know, kind of being contrarian and kind of going against what everybody's thinking at the time. In the World Cup right now, everybody's talking about how bad Argentina's been, how it's the end of the road for Messi, how, you know, they're going to be eliminated, they're going to be out. They still are alive. They've got a chance to win a game, go on to the knockout round, and now nobody thinks they could win. So are those the kind of teams you would look for just in general, but in specifically in this case, that's when you do try to bet on a team?
I think so, though soccer seems to be, and I'm not a huge soccer expert by any means, but it seems to be an example of where the better team wins a big chunk of the time. Right? You don't see a ton of upsets. So personally, I love being contrarian, but in this case, I'd want to be contrarian when I think the narrative is false.
Right.
And I'm not so sure in that case that the narrative is false. So I'd be careful and I'd lean more towards, you know, there's some 700-to-1 dogs here. You know, I'm not anxious to play Panama or Iran. You know, I never even rooted for the Iron Sheik back in the day. So, you know, that's just a kind of a patriotic thing. But, you know, are you betting soccer?
Oh, yeah.
And what I'm getting, let me guess, you're betting a lot of under 2.5.
I bet some. Certainly.
See, I got you figured out after all these years.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, Adam, you're a little younger. You never were around for Evel Knievel, right?
I mean, I'm aware. I'm more of a Robbie Knievel guy.
Okay. So with Evel back in the day, it was like some people were watching to see him make the jump. Some people were hoping he didn't make the jump.
Come on. You know which side I'm on.
Yeah, exactly. Well, tonight on our Fox National show, 11 o'clock right here on our Fox local station and nationwide, Cofield is in Mexico.
No, whoa. We don't know where Cofield is.
Oh, he's Cofield's in parts unknown.
Yes.
Looking for the executioner, the wrestler. And tonight I'm solo hosting. So it could be the jump is made, or it could be a crash. Tune in.
Hmm. That's actually a really good sell. I like it. Although I think you should, even if you didn't cheer for the Iron Sheik, you should follow him on Twitter.
His voice is so shrill. I have trouble with him, like when he was on Howard Stern. But I tell you, when Hogan broke the camel clutch in '83, Madison Square Garden, after Backlund, Arnold Skolin threw in the towel, that's when you knew Hogan was something.
Now, was that like an insane amount of strength from Hogan, or was that just in the script?
Well, what do you think?
Yeah, I know.
They actually had I actually rewatched that match. It was pretty crazy because Backlund was the champion from '78 till '83 January, and literally Hogan got signed from the AWA, and that was like his first match in the WWF. Like, you think there'd be some build up? It was no. Backlund loses, and literally like 17 days later, Hogan wrestles his first match against the champion, Iron Sheik, and wins like in 4 minutes. Vince McMahon wasn't messing around.
Great stuff. You can get this and so much more on the Fox National Show. 11 o'clock tonight, 10 o'clock tomorrow. Is that correct?
That's correct.
There you go. Pregame.com is the site, at RJ in Vegas. Anything else people should be looking out for?
No. You know, we did a podcast this week, and, you know, I tell you, it's going to be exciting coming up for this football season because, you know, and again, I don't know what your experience has been, and I know we got to run, but the amount of national attention, national interest from the big media companies off of legalization, you know, to me, I've been in Vegas 20 years. It was like, yeah, it's illegal. Who cares? But those billion-dollar companies really, really did. And, I mean, I'm just super excited just how much – I know we've made quantum leaps with the big national guys talking about Vegas and sports betting. I think this year we're going to be shocked at how big of a leap it is.
There you go. I agree. And Steve is not in Cabo, and I'm not going there either.
I have no idea. I know Steve. Hey, listen, I don't know what cities he's in, but I'm pretty sure it's a cheap hotel.
You're wrong, actually. You're wrong. I can vouch for that, but we'll talk to you soon. Thanks very much, RJ.
Thank you.
RJ Bell, pregame.com, at RJ in Vegas. It's not like the place that I stayed in Tampa that I talked about.
Cheap hotel on vacation. I know Steve's a budget guy to a point, but no one takes. I mean, dude, you are the king of dangerous hotels.
Usually, yeah. I am rewarding myself this week for all the time on the road with the hockey team. I was very worn out. I was like, all right, this is going to be real. I'm not going to stay.
Look at you, one season covering one of the big four, and you can't even. You're exhausted.
Oh, it was tiring.
You need a treat.
Warm me out for sure. Yes, that's what I'm doing. I'm going to treat myself. Pedicure.
Treat yourself,
and resort on the beach. That's what we're doing. Come back. Big Five time, so much to get into, and it's something I've been promising Chrissy for like 2 months, and I finally delivered today.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.